Shalom, this is Rabbi Eli Rothberger from Young Israel, Passaic Clifton. We are continuing our Daf HaShavua Insights to the Daf series. Tonight's shiur is learned Li'ili Nishmas Avram Shol Ben Shulam Salma. May the Shema have an Aliyah. Today's Daf is Brachos Daf Yud Aleph, and the topic of the shiur is the message of Birchos HaTorah. On Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, we're introduced to the concept as well as the text of Birchos HaTorah. Interestingly, though, however, before the Gemara introduces the concept, we have the following halacha brought down in the name of Shmuel, and we quote the Gemara. Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Rav Yehuda says the name of Shmuel, Hishkim Lishnos, if a person gets up early to learn, and let's say, for example, it's like today, January 2nd, 2021, Netzach Ham is 7:20 in the morning, say a person gets up to learn at 5:30. It's way too early to say Shema. So he hasn't said Shema yet. So what happens is, the Gemara says, Ad shelo kara kriya Shema tzarech levarech. If he had not yet recited kriya Shema, then he has to go ahead and make the bracha. But, mishakara kriya Shema, but let's say he actually said kriya Shema already. Eino tzarech levarech, he does not need to make berchas haTorah. Why? Shekivar niftar be'ava rabba. That by saying ava rabba, he's exempted himself for berchas haTorah, and his obligation has been fulfilled. Okay, now, in analyzing the statement, we have to ask a couple of questions. First, how does the halacha work? What's the idea that the bracha of Ava Rabba can replace with something, at least on the surface, is at least a Birchos HaMitzvah, perhaps also Birchos HaShevach, that other Rifarshims, other Rishonim say also. And according to many, it's actually a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to recite Birchos HaTorah. We don't have a concept that you can simply replace a Birchos HaMitzvah by making a declaration about something. Can't say that you can recite Parshas Tefillin to go ahead and replace the Bracha of Tefillin. So what is this whole concept based on? So to answer, we can look at Rashi, and Rashi tells us that the reason why Ava Rabba will work, Rashi says, Sheyeshba Me'ein Birchos HaTorah, that it has in it a synopsis or a brief form of what Birchos HaTorah is. Because look what it says. We say, the same Billy Beinu, place in our hearts, Lilmod Lalamed, to learn and to teach, Lishmar Velasos, to guard and to do, meaning to do the Los Asays and the Asays, Ulakayim is called Divrei Salmud Torah Secha. We also have Atlam Demchu Kechayim. And what do we say in Birchos HaTorah? All these concepts are similar. So the fact that you have similar concepts, that makes Ava Rabba, the way Rashi explains it, an adequate replacement for Birchos HaTorah. Except, we do have another problem, though. And that's a more fundamental problem regarding the nature of the bracha itself. And this problem is raised by Rav Moshe Feinstein. And Rav Moshe, in his Igros Moshe, Chelek Aleph, Simin Chaf Aleph, brings up the following question on the structure of Ava Rabba, and Rav Moshe is bothered by how could the structure of Ava Rabba work? How could Ava Rabba work when it doesn't fit in the proper structure? What proper structure are we needing? Are we talking about? So to do this, I wanted to bring you a further Gemara down on the Amud, along with Rashi's comments on this Gemara. The Gemara quotes the text of Birchos HaTorah, and the Gemara quotes the name of Rav Yochanan Messiah Bahachi. Rav Yochanan would complete the bracha of La'asop B'Divrei Torah with the following bakasha: Harevno Hashem Lokenu Es Divrei Sarascha B'Finu V'Fifi Osamcha Beis Yisrael. Similar text to what we're used to: V'Niyah Nachnu V'Tzetzaeinu V'Tzetzaeimcha Beis Yisrael Kulanu Yodei Shemecha V'Oskei Torah Secha. Baruch Atah Hashem, and here's the chasim of the bracha, Hamalamei Torah Lemo Yisrael, you are the one who teaches Torah to Klal Yisrael. So Rashi comes and says, Baruch Atah Hashem, Hamalamei Torah Lemo Yisrael, Garsinon, that is the proper text, Velo Garsinon Lamdeini Chukecha, and it's not proper to end the bracha with the words, Baruch Atah Hashem, Lamdeini Chukecha, blessed you Hashem, teach me your laws, which actually is a pasuk from Sefer Tehillim. Why? It's not a blessing or acknowledgement on something done in the past. It's a supplication. It's a tefillah. V'David ki amra. And when David said this pasuk in Tehillim, lo l'shem bracha amra. He didn't say this as a bracha, but rather ela b'lashon bakasha v'hachi ka amar. And this is what he meant. Hashem she'ata baruch. Hashem who was blessed lamdeni chukecha. It's more like a tefillah. So Rav Moshe clearly states that, based on this Rashi, a bracha that is only a bakasha, but does not acknowledge the actual bracha itself, or actual concept of what we're dealing with Hashem, the concept of acknowledging the attribute of Hashem, is not a valid bracha. So if we take a look at Ava Rabba, what Rashi quoted, the same Billy Beinu, Lahavinu, Lahaskil, Lishmo, Lilmor, Lame, that's pure bakasha. So how could this work instead of Birchas HaTorah when Rashi and Tosfos, in fact, has the same idea? I'll quote you the Tosfos Hachi Garcina, where Tosfos says, "Avalukara salamdi lamdeni chukecha, she'enzo bracha ela bakasha." It's a plea, it's a supplication. So how is it that Ava Rabba could even replace it when it's only a bakasha? So what Rav Moshe says, it really depends on where the bakasha is placed. If you look at the Rashi and Tosfos, Rashi and Tosfos are focusing on the ending of the bracha, or the chasima. And they say the chasima, or the concluding phrase, the Baruch Atah Hashem, cannot be a bakasha. You can't say Lamdein Chukecha there. You have to say Hamalame Torah Liamo Yisrael. That is an idea of acknowledgement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, as far as the rest of the bracha is fine to be saying it through a tefillah. And I'll read to you the last couple of words that Rav Moshe mentions. And Rav Moshe says, "Hachasimahi ola hoda, either an acknowledgement al zeh shemekavim anu sheyase bekasha seinu, that we are hopeful that Hashem will fulfill our bakashas, o letama bakasha seinu, or it's a reason, acknowledgement of why we're making this bakasha. Mishum shebiyadohi, because it's in his ability. Like, ki hu chonin adas, because Hashem is the chonin adas. That's why we're asking you for knowledge. Because Hashem is the one who can accept our tshuva, we say, rotze b'tshuva. So that's why, v'lachin lo shayach shegam b'chasima ye b'loshem bakasha. But as far as just the actual bare bones requirement of reciting the bracha, so before you do a mitzvah, Rav Moshe says, it's possible you could be yotze even if you're just signing a bakasha. Because in this case, what are we doing? Well, we're asking Hashem to give us the ability to learn his Torah. By definition, we're acknowledging that Hashem gave the Torah. So in this case, that would be sufficient. So Rav Moshe's question about how Ava Rabba wouldn't fit into the requirements of the bracha, that kind of falls by the wayside. So that's how Rav Moshe has dealt with the problem, and now that problem is taken care of. So what do we say? At the start of a bracha, or in the middle of a bracha, there's no issue of just having bakasha, and therefore Ava Rabba can be a replacement for Birchas HaTorah. Now, I said replacement, but is this really necessarily true? Is Ava Rabba really a replacement? In fact, if you look at the Tosfos on Yud Aleph Amud Beis, in Dibur HaMaskil Shekivar, Tosfos starts out by quoting Yerushalmi. And Tosfos says, Yerushalmi, Yesh Hada Amrinan. There are those who say, Shekvar niftar bi'ava rabba. When do we say a person could be, when we say a person is putter from Birchos HaTorah by reciting Ava Rabba? That's in a certain case. There's a qualification. It's not automatic, but rather, v'hu sheshono al asar, that he learns Perush la'alter right away. Shelamar miyad be'oso makum, that he learned at that particular time, meaning he finishes davening and he opens up his sefer. So if you open up a sefer and you learn afterwards, that's when Ava Rabba is going to replace it. Why Shema is not considered to be Talmud Torah, that's a different issue. And I think that one of the answers that the Mefarshim give is because Shema is part of Seder at Tefillah. In order to be Yotze Birchos HaTorah, you really need to have some type of learning. And that's why, in fact, Tosfos at the bottom brings the Chachmei Tzarfas, who say that after we say Birchas HaTorah, there's a minug. Their minug was to say Birchas Kohanim, Yivarechecha Hashem, and then the Mishnah of Eilu Devarim, and then also the Eilu Devarim Braisa, which we do, so that we're able to be Yotzei Talmud Torah right afterwards. Okay, fine. However, Tosfos says not everybody subscribes to the Sanchei Tzarfas, and not everybody does that. But Tosfos does say the following, and Tosfos does ask a question. It says, "V'nishal Rav Yitzchak kigon anu shein anu lomdim miyad la'achar tefilas hashachar, she'anu trudim v'holchem kach, b'lo limud ad emtza hayom o yoser." What about us who have to run out of shul to go to work, and very often we don't get a chance to open up a sefer until way later in the day, maybe sometimes into the evening. Amai ein anu mevarach in berchas haTorah pamachas, pamacheres kish'anu maschil lomod. So what Tosfos says, and Tosfos wants to know, is, how is this possible? Why is this the case? How is it, you know, if you're going to be telling me Ava Rabba, you're telling me Ava Rabba, you have to learn. What about, we don't do this. We go ahead and we go right after we daven. It takes sometimes a while before we open up a sefer. So why is this the case? This seems to be a kasha on the Ava Rabba. So Tosfos brings down two terutzim. One terutz is that we don't pass like this Yerushalmi. And in fact, there's no need to learn after Ava Rabba. In the second Teretz, Tosfos, however, says, the ode, Afil l'perish ha-Yerushalmi davka ava rabba delo havi ikar bracha l'birchas ha-Torah. Specifically ava rabba, which is not in its essence a bracha for learning, de ikar ava rabba l'kriya shema niskein, it was set up and instituted for kriya shema, u b'shvil hi enu nifter b'birchas ha-Torah, ela im yomo miyad. Aval birchas asher barchar banu, ubirchas lasuk bedivrei Torah, shehim ikar lebirchas haTorah poteres kol hayom. It's Tosfos' second teretz. We have to make a chiluk. And we have to say that Ava Rabba is one level, and birchas haTorah is another level. In order for Ava Rabba to work, you have to learn independently after davening, but for birchas haTorah, that's going to work automatically, even if you don't learn. So what's the difference between the two teretzim? So I thought a simple understanding is that both terutzim have a different understanding of the Gemara. According to the first terutz of Tosfos, we can say that Ava Rabba is actually a replacement of Birchas HaTorah. It totally replaces it as if you made the second, as if you made Birchas HaTorah. And that's why Tosfos is saying we're not bothered by the Yerushalmi, because we hold it's a replacement. However, the second terutz is saying Ava Rabba is a substitute. It's there, it's not the same. Compare it to somebody who orders food from a store. You ask for a delivery. You bought on your ShopRite online. And you put in one item. And they're out of the item, so they send you something else. It's true, they might send you a different brand, but it's not might not be the same completely. It could be used in its place. Let's say, for example, you want Heinz ketchup, and they send you Hunt's ketchup instead. Excuse the commercialism and the promoting certain brands. But let's say there's a difference in the taste. And you're a real Bucky in ketchup, and you know that your Heinz tastes a certain way and your Hunt's tastes differently. Yeah, it's going to be a substitute. You can use it. You could put it on the French fries, but it might not be completely the same. But you know what? It's going to be different than having mustard on it, let's say. So that's what the second Teretz is saying. The first Teretz in Tosfos is Ava Rabba is a replacement. The second Teretz is saying it's a substitute. But either way, the Tosfos does come up with the idea that there's no problem if one would not learn immediately after making Birchas HaTorah. And if he would sit down to open a sefer hours after making Birchas HaTorah, he would be potter for making that bracha. Now, why should this be? In fact, Tosfos compares this halacha to a different, compares this to halacha by a different mitzvah. And Tosfos asks, V'im tomer, ma'ishnam yisukah, shetzarech levarach, ha'kol suda v'suda, leishe basukah. Sukkah, you get up in the morning, sukkahs, you have breakfast, you make a leishe basukkah, you go out somewhere, you come back, you have lunch, you make a leishe basukkah, you come back later, you have dinner, you make a leishe basukkah. What's the difference? Why is it that, first of all, one bracha pockets you all day, and second of all, you don't even have to be learning right away. You can start learning 6 hours, 7 hours after making Birchas HaTorah, and still be potter with, and still doesn't have, and still be potter with, of course, the Birchas HaTorah you make. So Tosfos gives a fascinating answer. And this is a huge, huge yesod. Listen to what Tosfos says. V'yesh lomar, d'shayni Torah. Torah is different than sukkah. Why? She'eino miyayish daito. That a person never gives up his mind, never stops thinking about Torah. Why? The whole sha'a adam mechuyav lilmod. Person's obligated all day. Here's a fascinating thing. There's a difference between sukkah, where you're mekayim it by eating, which has a set time, and berachos haTorah, which is mekayim by learning, which has no set time, because it's always there. Our mind is always on Torah at some particular point. You might not be thinking about it while you're doing your work or might be doing something else, but you know what? Your mind could jump into a Torah concept and all of a sudden, you're there, you're thinking about it. It could be a thought of the parsha, it could be something you learned, it could be an upcoming yontif. It could be like, wait a second, I got a daf mincha, is it too late? I'm thinking about the times. Just something like that, or what bracha do I make on this food that I'm eating? These are concepts. Our mind goes into Torah immediately. You could be putting on the news and all of a sudden saying, wait a second, Jews don't have this concept because our Torah concept is different. Now, it's true that the Rishonim, such as the Rush, that make a distinction between those who are regular learners or not. Tosfos does not make such a distinction. So it comes out from Tosfos, a tremendous yisod, that all Jews, no matter what, have this attachment to Torah, even those that don't learn regularly, to the point where we don't consider time to be a hesach hadas. And in fact, I'm reminded of the famous story brought down later on in Maseches Brachos, Rabbi Akiva, when the Romans passed a law that says we're not allowed to learn Torah. Rabbi Akiva, of course, broke the law, and he started teaching Torah, and he met somebody named Pappos ben Yehuda, and Pappos ben Yehuda came to Rabbi Yehuda and said to Rabbi Akiva, and said, how could you go ahead and be doing this? How could you go ahead and be teaching? Aren't you risking your life? And of course, Rabbi Akiva gave the famous mashal with the fox and the fish, where the fox saw a fish swimming around, swimming away, and the fox catches up and says to the fish, what are you doing? And the fish says, I'm running away from the fishermen. They put their nets in the water, and I'm trying to swim away from them. And the fox says, I'll tell you what, come on to land with me. And if you come on to land, I promise you there'll be no fishing nets. And the fish looked at the fox and said, I thought foxes were smart. I thought foxes were sly. You don't seem to be that smart at all. You think I'm going to fall for that? When a fish is in water, at least he has a chance to survive. It might be dangerous, but at least he can coexist. He can exist there. A fish on land has no chance. And Rabbi Akiva said, a Jew without Torah also has no chance. We all look at Torah as our lifeblood. It's our connection to Hashem. It's our connection to our Jewish roots. It's our connection to our vitality and our continuity as Jews. It's the way that we could connect to Ribono Shel Olam and the Jewish people at all time. Just think about last year, January 1st, the Daf Yomi Siyama brought so many hundreds of thousands of people together. So of course we're not going to have a Hesach Hadas. In fact, the Gemara in Nedarim brings down the following Gemara. Also a pretty fascinating Gemara. The Gemara says, it's trying to explain a pasuk in Sefer Yirmiyahu to explain why the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav, Mai Desiv, Mia Ish V'Chacham V'Yavin Azos, Almav Daha Aretz. Why was the land destroyed? So Vayomer Hashem Al Azam Es Torasi. And they didn't listen to my Torah. So the Gemara wants to know, this is the big thing. The Chachamim want to find out, why are we going to the Golus? Why was the Beis HaMikdash destroyed? And Hashem says, you can't figure it, I'll tell you. You didn't learn Torah, you didn't follow the Torah. Genius, we couldn't figure out that by doing Averos and not following the Torah, we went into Golus. So Rav Yehud and the Gemara quotes Rav and says, I'm Rav Yehuda, Rav She'in Mevarachim B'Torah Tchila. No, what Hashem is telling you, you follow the Torah, you learn Torah, but you didn't make Berchos a Torah. And that's why you went into Golus. Now, of course, wait a second. We're going to think for a second. First of all, the Gemara says, we went into Golus because of Gilei Arayos, Shvichos, Damim, and Avodah Zarah. But you're going to tell me, of all the list of Averos that the Jews did at the times of Bayis Rishon, and there's some pretty terrible stuff, you're going to tell me not making Berchos a Torah? Excuse me, not making Berchos a Torah? Okay, bad, but I wouldn't put this on my list of people going into Gehenna and going into Golus. That should not be the reason, right? What does this Gemara mean? So the Ron, in the Dharma over there, quotes the Megillas Sesarim. And the Ron says, of course they would learn Torah. But what's the difference? The Ron says, what does it mean that they wouldn't make a Birchas a Torah? And they probably did. It was part of the Siddur. No, but that's not the idea. Kolomar Shloi, I said, Torah Chashuva Bein Nehem. Torah was not important in their eyes, Kolkach. She Yeroyal of Arach Aleha, that it should be proper to make a Brach on it. They looked at Torah as this intellectual subject. Or something, yeah, tells me what to do. But they didn't have this concept that we have. Eino miyayish daito. Person doesn't give up from it. Doesn't take his mind off it. It's something that's always in the back of our mind. And that's what the Ron says. That's why they were mezalzel in the bracha, because they couldn't concept. They weren't able to conceptualize the fact that Birchas HaTorah, or the Torah that we learn, is something special. It's a way to connect to Hashem. And to conclude, I wanted just to use this idea to explain a Gemara later on. We have a machlokas as to what we make the Birchas HaTorah on. The Gemara says, "I'm a refuna lemikra tzarech levarech lemedrashenu tzarech levarech." Mikra psukim, yes? Medrash. Not, you know, Medrash Rabba or the little Medrash Says type stories that we have. Such as like Bas Paro in this week's parasha coming up, stretched her arm all the way and it stretched and stretched and stretched like plastic, man. No, that's not what we're talking about. Midrash is like, you know, the Midrash Halacha, the Michilta, the Sifri, how we learn about Psukim and stuff. So Rav Yehuda says only Psukim. So Rav Huna says only Psukim. Rav Elazar adds, L'mikra l'midrash tzarech levarech l'mishnei no tzarech. Rav Yochanan Amar, af l'mishnei tzarech levarech aval l'talmud ein no tzarech levarech. The Rava Amar af the Talmud Sarach Levarach, you even have to make a bracha for Gemara. What's this machlokas based on? You make a Birchas HaTorah for Psukim, but not Gemara. Mishnah, yes, no Gemara. Gemara also. So it's brought down the name of the Sefer of Ramis Enav. The question is as to what's the Mechayev of Birchas HaTorah? Do we say it's only on Torah Shebichsav, that's straight from HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or do we say it's Torah Shebal Peh also, as we're Cholik Kavod the Talmud? As we're also honoring the students. As it says in Malachi, Zichru Torah's Moshe Avdi. The Torah, remember the Torah of Moshe, my servant. Of course, Moshe didn't give the Torah. Hashem gave the Torah. What's this telling us? It's telling us that, according to Rav, who says we make a bracha on Gemara also, that Torah Shebaal Peh is just as important a vehicle to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Torah Shebichsav. And we know that Torah Shebaal Peh is such a wider scope. There's such a bigger depth to Torah Shebaal Peh than there is to Torah Shebichsav. When I say Torah Shebaal Peh, I don't just mean Gemara, I mean Chumash, I mean Rashi, I mean all the Midrashim that we have. Anything which is an explanation of the Psukim. In fact, most of our learning is Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaal Peh. And even the Torah Shebichsav that we learn is mostly Torah Shebaal Peh. The bottom line is, each of us has so many opportunities to connect to the Torah. And what's even more important is that each of us is a powerful link in the Mesorah and has the ability to continue using the Torah and its expanded commentaries as a way to get closer to Hashem. So this is why, when we make Birchas HaTorah in the morning, even though we might not sit down to learn immediately, nonetheless, we're considered not to have any Hesach Hadas, and the Bracha will count throughout the entire day. Have a wonderful week. Kol Tov.